Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale. So grateful you've joined us. This is season 9, and in this season, we've done a mixture of two different kinds of episodes. We've had some reflection episodes where we look back on some content that we've done before and hear from people that have shared with us before. But then we're also doing a few new episodes. And this is one of those new episodes where we get to hear from a new leader. And this specific episode is an interview between John Johnson, Africa Regional Coordinator, and Zingai Guni, who is the leader of the Church of God in Zimbabwe. John recorded this when he was with Reverend Guni just this past summer, and we just felt like it would be a great opportunity to hear what's going on with the church in Zimbabwe. Now, the setting for this recording wasn't ideal, and so you're going to hear some reverb and it may be a little bit hard to understand, but I hope that you can pay attention to the content. I think what is shared is so fantastic and really important for us to be aware of what's going on with our church, and especially the church in Southern Africa that is dealing with a lot of different governmental issues that are causing some challenges. And so here is the episode with John Johnson and Reverend Zingai Guni and his wife. Enjoy it. The next episode of A World of Good.
It is so good to be with you this morning.
Yes, please.
Thank you for coming. How long did it take for you to get from your home place to here in Masvingo?
It's almost about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
Yeah, the road is dirty. Yeah, it's the dirty road.
Yeah.
So we can go faster.
So you have been married for how long?
Oh, we've been married for almost 25 years ago.
Do you agree with that or just?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes wives have a little different remembrance about. So, and you were a pastor when you were married?
Yes, I was a pastor. So, I went to a Bible school here in Zimbabwe. The Bible school is called Ameba Bible School.
Okay.
So I went there. I was trained for almost 2 years.
Okay. Did it make you nervous to marry a pastor?
No.
No?
No.
You were happy.
I was happy.
I
was born in a family where we were worshippers already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was great to me.
Wonderful. Yeah. We worshiped with you yesterday. It was really nice.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, we enjoyed.
Thank you. Yeah.
So how long have you lived in that area where the church was? And we worshiped under trees. So you have no building there.
Let me start when the church started here in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
The church started in March 1992, long time ago. Then I've been a pastor in Zimbabwe to several areas here, where we had the service last time. We've been there for almost about 2 years when we started to plant the church there.
What's the name of that area where we were yesterday?
The name of the area is called Mseva.
Museva.
So the name of the church is called Museva.
Okay.
You see, as you saw, we worshipped under a tree together with you. What I can tell you is this: all of our churches, we worship under trees. We don't have church buildings. This is a disadvantage, especially to me as the national leader, because the government cannot allow me to have marriage certificates. So we ask other churches to help us to have those marriage certificates.
Okay. So why is that important?
Yes. What is important is that once we get the building, the government will hand over its property to us. Because they will say, if you have got a building, they'll be protected.
Okay.
So once we get the building, we are allowed to be marriage officers. I'll be the marriage officer, and the church in Zimbabwe will have that opportunity to have me. So I'll be moving everywhere in Zimbabwe, helping the church members. Most of our church members, when they want to get married, a proper marriage, they go to other churches. And some of them, we are losing some of them because of these things.
Right.
And again, the advantage of a building is that I'll be also a commissioner of oath, helping the committee members within the area. So that'll be an advantage. If they want the rubber stamp, the stamp, they will come to us. Mm-hmm. We help them rather than going to the police or other organization. I'll be the commissioner of oath, helping the community. So that will be another advantage of that building.
Mm-hmm.
But the government will know that all the particulars, the documents that belongs to the government are kept safely in the building.
Okay. So having a building is not just a place to worship, although it is that.
Exactly.
But it really becomes, it legitimizes the Church of God in the eyes of the government.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can recognize
and
us.
Actually legitimizes you.
Yes.
As a not just a pastor,
yes,
of a church under a tree, but a community,
exactly,
officer.
Yes.
That helps.
A church that helps even the community.
Yeah.
That helps everyone.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
Not only your members. We also want to help everyone.
Okay. That's really important.
Exactly.
Really
important.
And the other thing you didn't mention about when it's raining, we don't have church services because it will be raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do? You just cancel the service for that day?
Sometimes we come to my place, our place.
Uh-huh.
That's where we worship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not big enough for all
it's
the people.
It's not the problem. It's more, yeah.
So,
and again, you see, the disadvantage we are having in Zimbabwe. Sometimes I want to gather 2, 3, 4, or 6 churches together.
Yeah.
You see, you cannot gather them under a tree.
Mm.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's very hard. So we are just praying that God can assist with some willing people to assist us so that we can have buildings.
So this would be like a headquarters church.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we hope and pray that that will become a reality.
Yes. Amen.
And I think what's exciting to me is it's not just a place that would be used on Sunday, but it would be a place that would be kind of the center of the community.
Yes.
Maybe it would be great if it had a borehole there. You could provide clean water there.
Yes.
And, well, you know,
yes,
Jesus said, I am the living water.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can model that for you. So we have been here, I don't know, 5 or 6 days. And as we've traveled around, we have seen purple latrines. And the purple latrines are new.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about the latrine ministry. That sounds kind of funny, but no, it really is. The latrine ministry, and why are they purple?
Exactly. These restrooms, they are painted purple, as you saw last week. Yes, when we went to the other church,
right,
even yesterday,
yeah,
we saw some of the church members uniformed. That is our uniform. So we want the people to know our uniform, to know that this was done by Church of God in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
The importance of the restroom is that some time ago, we had the disease of cholera. That cholera killed most of the people here. So we decided to build restrooms to help the community, to help even our church members from that dirty disease that was within the country.
Wow.
So we had to build those things. And right now we are seeing that people are in the safe place.
Mm-hmm. So you had a cholera outbreak.
Exactly.
All across,
yes,
Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And so this was an opportunity for the Church of God to serve the community.
Exactly.
And, of course, to serve the Church of God people, but
yes,
to serve the community,
yes,
to provide,
yes,
a safe, sanitary place,
yes,
for people to use the restroom. Yeah.
Yes.
And the purple is kind of the recognized color of the Church of God.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would know that these trailers are being built by Church of God, because that is our color.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like an advertisement in a way.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That we love our community. We're caring for our community.
Yes.
One of the places you took us in the Chingwizi area,
exactly. Yes.
Did I say that
yes,
correctly?
Really.
Which was an area you said that people from around here, when they built the dam, were
yes.
displaced.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Kind of a desert place.
Yeah, yes.
Not an easy place to live.
Yeah,
yes.
How many years ago were they moved to that kind of desert place?
You know, these people, they were moved, I think it's about 10 years ago.
Okay, so 10 years.
So we had the biggest inland dam here in Zimbabwe called Tokemkose.
Okay.
So these people were driven to those areas. Those areas are not good for farming. They are ranch areas.
Yeah. It looks like a very hard place.
Yes,
it is for sure.
So what they did, they put tents for children to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started to build some restrooms for them.
Yeah.
Now those restrooms were full.
Yeah.
And the school was about to be shut down.
Mm.
So what they did, they asked me as the pastor to assist. So we started to assist building the restrooms for them,
mm-hmm.
so that the school would not be closed.
Yeah.
So we helped building the restroom, and the school was not closed now.
Right. So that school was built with UNHCR tents, the United Nations
yes.
Refugee places. So those tents were from 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're torn.
Yeah, they're torn. But the restrooms are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was so interesting, the old restrooms that were collapsing and the new restrooms you helped to build. It is such a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a blessing for our Church of God children who live on like 1 hectare farm plots,
mm-hmm.
that if they didn't have that school, they'd have to go 15 or 17
yes.
kilometers
yes.
away, walking each way. So it does help our church, but it helps the whole community
yes.
because that school being there is a blessing to the
yes.
community.
But as you saw the tent, our prayer is that we continue praying for some people to assist so that they can have a nice block for these children.
Yeah.
Because we have a total of about 350 children.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, what I continue to be amazed with your leadership together
yes.
is that it's not just our school, our children, our people, but really you have a heart for all people, whether they are followers of Jesus or
yes.
not. You talked about boreholes providing clean water.
Yes.
So is that something you hope to do in the future?
Yes, we hope to have these boreholes in the future to help. Most of the people, they're just getting dirty water.
Mm.
This dirty water will also cause problems like diseases.
Yeah.
So we hope to have boreholes so that people can get clean water to avoid these dirty diseases.
Yeah. For us in the United States, we don't necessarily refer to boreholes, but we would talk about wells.
Yes.
So these are wells that are sunk in the ground so that people can have clean water.
Oh, exactly.
So your ministry is not just preaching.
Exactly.
Yeah. And your ministry is not just worship leading.
Yes.
And you are a remarkable cook as well.
yeah.
We have benefited from that.
Yes.
But your ministry really is to serve the community.
Yes.
And to show them that the love of Jesus is not just singing or dancing or
yes.
preaching or reading scripture, but it actually is serving people in the name and style of Jesus. And you do that so well.
Yeah.
All right. Blessings. We look forward to what God is going to do here in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
And we praise God for what He is already doing through you and the other leaders, elders, pastors, worship leaders in 58 different places. Maybe 58 churches that meet under trees.
Yes.
We look forward to the day when there's a headquarters church here.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.